You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot. And in the midst of a little celebration that I'm doing here on the occasion of my 20th anniversary in radio and being a DJ. And right now, we're around 1998 or so, 1998 and 1999, when I was in Wisconsin and working at WORT in Madison. And in addition to the show I did, there was all kinds of incredible programming and probably, for my money, the best country and old-timey music program is Bill Malone's Back to the Country that's on WORT. And that was where I heard these songs from Kenny Baker, Wheelhouse in the background, and one of my two or three favorite instrumentals of all time, Mississippi Waltz, from Kenny Baker and the record he did, Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe, with the master Bill Monroe also playing on the record. And that was something that Bill Malone used as a theme for concert calendars and announcements and whatnot. And for whatever reason, you know, I must have heard it hundreds of times in the year that I was there. I just never asked him what it was, and the melody just stuck in my mind for years and years and years. And thankfully, all this digital technology came around, and I was able to record myself whistling the song and send it back to the folks at WORT, and they helped me figure it out. That's just the kind of people they are. Also in the set, you heard something from Billy Harper, one of my favorite, and still living, so definitely my favorite living saxophone player, Billy Harper. Capra Black, the name of the record, and Soulfully I Love You, the name of the song, from Strata East Records, and just an incredible record label, artist controlled, so a lot of freedom, a lot of different sounds you hear on those Strata East records that just don't sound like any of the other spiritual jazz records out there. Though they're tough to find, but WORT had a gang of them, and hopefully still does. And yeah, just something I love dearly. And something that actually was one of the first records I think I bought online, and didn't know it for a couple of years until after moved to the Bay Area, but actually had bought it from Cool Chris of Groove Merchant. And seems fitting to turn that way, since after living in Wisconsin, I moved to the Bay Area in Berkeley for schooling over at the University of California, Berkeley. And a big draw for me also was KLX, the radio station there. And a ton of fine people I met there. One of the ones who influenced me maybe the most was Matthew Africa, which I've said quite a lot of on this show. And this is one of the many songs that just blew my mind when he played it on a show at the beginning of the show. So this comes from a group called US 69. Yesterday's Folks is the name of the record, and I'm On My Way, the name of the song, right now here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot. Thank you.
I'm on my way to find a better day. So near, so clear, so far away. Come and help me find peace of mind.
Enquanto ele Principal tem. Dê um rolê e você vai ouvir apenas quem já dizia: eu não tenho nada antes de você ser. Eu sou, eu sou, eu sou, eu sou amor da cabeça aos pés. Eu sou.
Quality talk.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Melting Pot in the name of the show. Today's show, doing a sort of celebration of sorts, celebrating 20 years since I started up in radio and started being a DJ. I really don't consider myself a proper DJ. It's like occasionally I'll spin at clubs and kind of impersonate a proper DJ, but probably the closest I got to doing it was in Oakland when I was at Calyx, just spinning records at funk shows that Kitty English used to do on Wednesdays. Soulvation was the name of it, and just a lot of us just brought down whatever records we wanted to play and just had at it. And probably the best fun ever had in my life, just playing records, dancing to the records, playing more records, more dancing, dance records, back and forth. And you heard probably one of the best anthems that any city has from Roger Collins, Foxy Girls in Oakland, the name of the 7-inch on the Galaxy record label. Also in the set, music from Gal Costa, from a live record called Gal a Todo Vapor, De Om Rol, the name of the song. Something that I first heard Matthew Africa play, he said he got it from Kitty, and is one of my favorite Brazilian records. Really got into Brazilian music heavy when I got to Calyx, and a lot of psychedelic stuff being in the Bay Area as well. Heard US 69 at the top of the set from Yesterday's Folks. I'm On My Way, the name of the track from that band and from that record. One of my favorite psych records of all time, and something I wouldn't have discovered if not for Matthew Africa. One of the amazing things about KLX in Berkeley, if you ever hear it, ever get a chance to listen to it in the Bay Area or online, is that incredible library they have there. It's something that's curated actually by the DJs. They have a special team that's called the RAT, the Record Acquisition Team, that fills all the holes in the library. It's the single best library that I've ever witnessed, ever been, you know, been able to bear witness to. Incredible vinyl, incredible CDs, everything just amazing. And also, the amazing thing about Calyx is that you have to play a lot of different music. To get a show on Calyx, you have to play at least 3 different styles of music during your show. And there's a student and a community kind of board that chooses who gets to be on the air. It's very meritocratic, which I'm quite fond of. And so you never stayed in the same place. You always moved around from semester to semester. Whether you were a student or you were just, you know, had been at Calyx for years and years, everybody moved around. You didn't own your spot, and you didn't own the airwaves. And so you had to be on your toes. And being at Calyx was the first place where I was able to put together all the different styles of music that I loved. At WRT, I was just like a jazz guy and just played jazz. At WRES and Album 88, I did like bunch of different shows, so I could play blues. I did a blues show, a punk show, a jazz show, a soul show, but wasn't able to really play them all together. Even when I was a music director over there, I still was held to the kind of laws and the rotation of music that they had there. But Calyx set me free, and I wouldn't have had a chance to do radio here in LA if not for what Calyx gave me, because it directly opened up the doors for me being able to work at KCRW, which was where I went next. And those times over at the Ruby Room in Oakland, some of my best memories as a DJ. My single most incredible memory as a DJ was playing the song that's in the background, Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up, at an event for KCRW when Tom Schnabel was having some issues with his technology, and just was able just to throw on some actual vinyl, and just the crowd reaction was just incredible. And it's, you know, another one of those memories just etched in my mind. And so I wanted to play you some stuff that was connected to my time at KCRW. A couple discoveries and some other things as well. And one of them was Jose James, something I first heard from Jason Kramer on his show. And was something that as soon as I heard it, I had to know what it was and had to tell everybody about it. And thankfully, seems like everybody knows Jose James now. This is him doing Bill Lee's song, Nola, which was originally in Spike Lee's movie, She's Gotta Have It, from his debut record, The Dreamer. Here's Jose James on KPFK in Melting Pot.
There's a girl that I once knew who often had a friend or two. She gave them time, love, wit, and rhyme sublime. They would come from far away and often gather there all day to show their love and see which one would stay. But to her it mattered not, for loyalty was not her lot. Her answer was for not for them to know. There she goes on her merry way, though she's only queen for a day. Boy and girl often take this world, so you'd better mind what you say. My advice to you, my friend, is try to find what it's about, and then you take into account your role. Don't you take some sugar in your mouth that may be sweet to you, but bitter when you feel it later on. What is good for you may not be good for me, so different strokes for different folks could be a real good rule. There she goes on her merry way, though she's only queen for a day. Boy and girl often take this world, so you'd better mind what you say. She gave them time, love, wit, and rhyme sublime. They would come from far away and often gather there all day to show their love and see which one would stay. But to her it mattered not, for loyalty was not her lot. Her answer was for not for them to know.
When I was a kid, 15, 16 years old, which was a considerable amount of time ago, Danny Kaye was at his height. It was the way he spit out the words written for him by Sylvia Fine. I guess I kind of had some sense I wanted to be a writer, so I was as interested in the words as produced for him by his wife, Sylvia Fine. Little did I dream that one day I would produce a show with him. Bud Yorkin and I did a special, a Danny Kaye special, many years later. And I had more fun. He was a great cook of Chinese food. And in his kitchen one night, I did Anatole of Paris for him, to his total disbelief that anybody remembered all that. I am Anatole of Paris. I sleep with Chic, my hat of the week.
Six says, three runaway horses. I'm Anatole of Paris. The hats I sell make husbands yell. Is that a hat or a two-room flat? Let me get my paw on a little piece of straw, and voila, a chapeau at $60 a throw. It's how I pull and chew one of the little things I do.
It always had just a great, great sense of timing. It seems like that was one of the things that I was kind of reflecting on when you said that he was a big influence, just because it seems like in a lot of that comedic work that that you produced, that sense of timing also really comes through in what the writers have done and what the actors have done as well.
Well, every comic I ever loved growing up all contributed to all of that, including the comics in my family, who weren't really comics. But when you heard my mother and father at the top of their lungs and at the ends of their nerves, you knew you were hearing some great comedy.
Which sounds like a
they didn't know it.
Perfect description of All in the Family right there.
Yes, it led to that.
This next song is called Silver Stallion by the Highwaymen. I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. I'm gonna teach him he can trust me like a sister. One day we're gonna saddle up and ride, and we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride.
Thank you. toute allure, bien étourdi par l'air cinglant. La sève déborde, les branches s'allongent vers la lumière qui ne fait que passer. Il rêve de gazon vert et soyeux pour se rouler à perdre la tête sans se soucier des petites bêtes et oublier les bruits qui grondent. Je les espère solides et grands, qui ne plie pas sous la tempête, efface de chaque jour une fête.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot, and celebrating 20 years being on the radio. That's what I'm doing today. And just play you a set of things that that are connecting my time at KCRW, including music from Françoise Brut, Le Junipus, the name of the song from A La Vouglette, a record that she released in 2008 in France and 2009 here in the States. And one of the first things that I really tracked down for KCRW in the library, and a skill in tracking things down that's become quite useful to me here at KPFK. Also in a set, music from Cat Power and Sean Marshall, Silver Stallion, the name of the song, recorded live at KCRW. It was a session I actually saw, something I had to see, because I had to see that Sean Marshall just happy and enjoying and playful and loving performing, which was something that I didn't see when I first heard her music in Atlanta back in the 90s. And it was just a glory to behold. And just all kinds of incredible interviews that I was able to see and hear when I was at KCRW, not able to take part in many of them, except that Norman Lear one that you heard, part of the guest DJ project, which is another one of kind of big moments in my life and in this career that I've had. And really, those things in particular really sparked me wanting to get back to doing interviews and really kind of reigniting passion for interviews. And ahead of that, at the top of the set, artists that I found through KCRW, through one of my compatriots who was on late at night, Jason Kramer. First time I heard Jose James the Dreamer, and had to spread the word about that, and thankfully people are still spreading that word. And in the background you hear Boris Gardner doing Melting Pot, and that brings us up to where we are now here at KPFK, a place where I've had more freedom than anywhere else, and especially the way that's worked out is the ability to produce and bring in whatever artists I wanted to. And so to close out the show, close out this little celebration, I'm going to play you five of my favorite performances that we've had here at Melting Pot so far, beginning with an artist who I knew about before I even started in radio, and was kind of a lifelong dream to interview him and have him perform. So this is Matthew Sweet performing his song Time Capsule right now for you on KPFK and Melting Pot.
I guess we'll do Time Capsule first, because we're more used to that. Okay. When you all are ready. Stop what you're doing to me. Good, because you lose
11
one.
11 string.
And you got 11.
Still good to go.
It popped on a moment of emotion. I was like, yep! Like, could you tell?
Goes. You can find people dancing.
witchcraft, it's voodoo. Let me out.
It's never gonna fade.
All I have for you today, trying to cram 20 years of life into 2 hours is a tough thing, but tried to do it. In the last set, all things recorded live here at KPFK since I've been doing this show, Melting Pot. Quadrin, covering Michael Jackson, Baby Be Mine. You heard music from LA's King, doing their song In the Meantime. The Sandwiches, out of the Bay Area, doing My Heart Does Swell. The Boogaloo Assassins from around these parts performing Magic Rose, and Matthew Sweet at the top of the set performing his song Time Capsule. And, you know, there's a ton of people to thank that I should probably thank, especially with all those live performances. Mark Maxwell and Stan Mizrahi are the ones who make it all sound so good. There's so many other people I could thank that I just don't have the time to, but I'll say quite a bit more when I archive the show online on meltingpotblog.com and give everybody their proper due. It's kind of a funny thing. I basically spent I spent my entire adult life in radio. 20 years, it was 18, and so more than half my life has been in radio. I now have students who are younger than the amount of time I've been in radio, and it just felt like maybe I should do something for it, because you never know. You just never know. My life has certainly showed me that. So, big thanks to everybody who's influenced me. That's a little bit of what this was all about. And we'll see what's yet to come. And we certainly will, starting next week here on Melting Pot at KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. You know, part of the reason I still do this and do it, even with all the frustrations and the craziness and all the rest, is just because it's so satisfying just to share music that you love with people. And I really look forward to it. It's really a great privilege to be able to do this and to have the freedom to do it here at KPFK. So the biggest thank you goes to the listeners who support us. Thank you so much. Folk Scenes up next. Y'all take care.